Welcome to episode 91 of the BCF.org podcast, The Business of Business. I'm Brian Fisher. In the previous episode, 90, our guest was Rocky Lavani, discussing Profit First. This podcast series focuses on the various subjects and topics to help you run a successful, profitable business. They're approximately 15 minutes long, so you can listen while commuting. Hopefully, you'll find one or two takeaways to implement per episode. Today's episode discusses Architecting Growth with Allie Cudby. Based out of the greater Boston area, Allie Cudby is the founder and CEO of Alignment Growth Strategies. She's a dynamic force in transforming businesses through intentional customer experiences. Allie's expertise lies in aligning strategy and implementation for uncontainable growth. As the author of the number one best-selling book, Keep Your Customers, Allie provides a fresh perspective on customer relations, offering insights from real-world consumer behavior stories and CEO-led case studies. Her proven four-step MINT method, outlined in the book, has been the cornerstone of her work at Alignment, helping clients achieve transformational customer loyalty. With over 20 years of experience, Allie has honed her craft, having started in corporate planning at the New York Times Company and later delving into strategic marketing at the Golf Digest Magazine Group and Animal Planet TV Network. Her journey continued with the founding of Alignment Growth Strategies in 2014, focusing on making a difference for small to mid-sized companies. Beyond her role as a business leader, Allie teaches entrepreneurship and innovation at Purdue University, embodying her commitment to nurturing the next generation of business minds. With Allie, customer experience isn't just a department. It's the essence of cross-functional, intentional efforts driving businesses to new heights. Let's welcome Allie Cudby. Allie, welcome to the BCF.org podcast, The Business of Business.
Thank you. I am so glad to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Allie. Allie, I'm always interested in people's stories. What's your background in becoming the founder and CEO of Alignment Growth Strategies?
Well, I definitely started in a different direction. Out of undergrad, I actually went and worked in Hollywood for a few years and made some very fun, but not very excellent movies and TV shows. And ultimately decided that Hollywood was not the place for me and ended up going back to business school. And from there, went to the New York Times Company. And that's really what started my journey in customer loyalty and retention. I was working for their corporate strategy department, and we basically acted like an internal consulting group. And I was put on a project working in their call center. And one thing led to another, and I had this big aha that the way that we engaged with our employees at the New York Times Company had this direct impact on our customers' experiences. And from that light bulb moment, my entire career unfolded.
It's amazing when you get that light bulb moment.
For sure.
Well, this episode's topic is architecting growth. What objections have you seen with businesses that are considering strategies for consistent growth, and how do you address those objections?
The biggest one that I see is that when people want to grow, they want to focus on front-end sales. And you know, that's where people will place their emphasis. It's where they will place their money. And the reality is that if you really want to grow your business and you're selling people into your company, but you don't have a solid back-end customer experience that's going to keep people around, then all you're doing is, you know, selling people into the proverbial leaky bucket. And it's not good for you. It's not good for them. It's not good for the business. And so if you can change that shift and really focus on, okay, once we get a customer, how are we going to keep that customer? Then all of a sudden, every new customer, instead of filling the shoes of somebody who just churned and left, they're net new revenue. So that's really how you get that flywheel going for retention, revenue, growth, and the sky's the limit.
Well, you've developed a four-step mint method. What is your four-step mint method, and how does it help businesses achieve uncontainable growth through intentional customer experiences?
So it starts with something that I call the bullseye. And the bullseye is really a mantra that articulates a company's perspective around their customer's experience. So you get a lot of companies that start out and they create a mission and vision and values, and those are all really important, but they're generally about the company. Most of the time, companies don't take the time to articulate who they want to be to their customers. And that's what this bullseye does. So I'll give you a quick example of what a bullseye might look like. In my book, Keep Your Customers, I actually walk through this case study of a company in Indianapolis called Cluster Truck. And Cluster Truck is it's a ghost kitchen. So basically, it's a restaurant that only does delivery. You can't go and eat there. And when the company was founded, the owner, Chris Baggett, went into the kitchen and he said, look, here's what I want you to think about. Don't ship maybes. And what that meant in the kitchen was if a meal came off the line and it was about to go out for delivery and it wasn't great, it was just a maybe, don't send it out. Don't ship it. Throw it away, remake the meal. Well, over time, that notion of don't ship maybes became a real foundational touchstone for the whole company. So if somebody was trying to hire and they really needed to get a butt in a seat, right? Like they really were short staffed and they needed to fill the role. And they were sitting across from somebody and thinking, I'm going to offer them the role. They would stop themselves and say, wait a second, is this person a maybe? And over time, don't ship maybes became embedded into the culture of Cluster Truck. And that had two outcomes. One is that anytime somebody was in a situation with a customer or even internally, and they needed to take action, that was the thing that they could always go back to. Is this a maybe? And then conversely, if they did something and they were trying to justify why they did it, they could always say, hey, I took this action because that was a maybe. So don't ship maybes became so built into the DNA of Cluster Truck that actually Chris Baggett, the CEO, even has don't ship maybes tattooed on his body. So that's the first step of the mint method. That's the bullseye. Next, it's really understanding your customers and understanding them at a granular level. You know, when you can speak the language of your customers and get into who they are, why they may become loyal, understand, I talk in the book about the three different tiers of loyalty and why they matter, because not even amongst your loyal customers, not everybody is created equal. So how do you really understand your customers? And then the third step in the mint method is creating a journey so that you understand all of those key moments, the key inflection points that a customer will hit along their experience working with you. So when you really are clear on this is how we want to guide our customers through an experience working with us, then you can get everybody in the organization to align around that. Because customer experience is really cross-functional. And so it's not just about your customer support team or your customer success team. You have to have everybody on the same page from the very first piece of marketing to sales and all the way through. And there's even departments that people will think, well, I'm not a part of the customer experience, you know, like billing or IT. And yeah, they are, because if a customer has a bad billing experience, they're having a bad customer experience. So how do you get everybody on the same page? And so then that fourth step is developing really granular playbooks so that everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to do. And it can be everything from how do you manage expectations? What do you track and measure? What are templates for important meeting decks or emails? And so what you end up with is a consistent and holistic approach to the customer's experience that is company driven. You're not just hoping for good instincts from your people. You say, this is our way of doing things. And we're going to be intentional about it from the beginning, where we articulate that mantra for the customer's experience, all the way through how that plays out into these action steps.
It's all about the customer. And a lot of people forget about that from time to time.
It's true. I was actually just having a conversation with somebody at a client, and they were sending an email, and it was just, it wasn't a particularly challenging email. It wasn't a particularly fraught moment, but the way that they were talking about it was all about themselves. You know, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I was like, yeah, let's flip that around. Like, how are you serving the customer? You can give them exactly the same information with just slightly different perspective, and they're going to consume it very differently.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Allie Cudby, founder CEO of Alignment Growth Strategies. Allie, what results or lessons learned have you seen with executives that implemented your recommendations?
One of the biggest is that they see customer churn go down. And that's oftentimes a longer term outcome. You know, so when I will first come into a company, they may still have customers that churn because, you know, customer churn is something that builds up over time. So I come in the door and you have a customer that's been frustrated. The fact that I've come in the door doesn't, you know, turn them on a dime. And so, but what we'll find is that over time, as the strategies and tactics that I help them implement get put into place and become the new normal inside of a company, then that churn number really does start to go down. So that's one of the biggies. But also just having that confidence that there is an aligned approach to how you're engaging with customers, it gives everybody inside the company that feeling that they know the path to success. And when they feel confident about what it is that they're doing, then it makes the customer feel a lot more confident too. There are very few things that are more frustrated than not understanding how you're supposed to do your job well. And so having these playbooks and everything that goes into these playbooks written out and clear for everybody, that's a benefit for employee retention as well as customer retention. And then thirdly, there's a real sense of satisfaction. So it's not just that the people are being retained, it's that the levels of satisfaction are going up. NPS scores go up. Internal employee satisfaction scores go up. CSAT scores go up. So what we see is that it's showing up in lots of different ways and positively. And then of course, revenue goes up and everybody likes that.
Well, it sounds like there's a direct correlation between customer retention and employee retention.
There is. And I'm sure that there are lots of studies out there that will support that. But certainly in my experience working with companies, it is what I see. And you know, then also what happens is you end up with this sort of like positive cycle, positive vortex, where because the customers are happier, the employees aren't dealing with unhappy customers all the time. So they're not getting yelled at or taking the brunt of a frustrated customer. So then it's easier for them to go home at the end of the day. And then it's easier for them to engage with the customer. And the customer is dealing with somebody who isn't so on edge. And I don't know, you're probably happier when you go home to your spouse at the end of the day too. And so it really does create this positive cycle.
We're speaking with Allie Cudby, founder, CEO of Alignment Growth Strategies. Allie, is there anything I've not asked that you'd like to add?
We've hit on a lot of really valuable and important pieces of the conversation. I guess the only thing that I would add is that when you have this customer-centric perspective, it is relationship building and it's really good business. I think sometimes companies think that it not just, you know, we talked a little bit about the way that they may focus on front-end sales, but they may not always take the time to consider the impact of really building a relationship. Or they may even think sometimes like, I don't need to do that. Like that seems hard. And when you build out these steps, it really is simple. You know, you give everybody sort of a follow the bouncing ball way to engage with customers. And you build these relationships and it's just good business. There's a really great study by McKinsey and Company, and it says that 70% of a customer's buying decision is based on how they feel they've been treated in the selling conversation. And sometimes I think companies discount the importance of those customer feelings because they're like, I'm going to, you know, like they get sort of hardwired into the, like, I'm going to go out there and crush it, right? It's this like kill or be killed mentality. It's hunting mentality. But when we actually build those relationships, that's where business relationships grow. And that's where revenue grows.
Allie, how can people get in contact with you?
So please come to my website at alignmentforgrowth.com. And it's spelled align and then M-I-N-T, alignmentforgrowth.com. Or come find me on LinkedIn. And when you do find me on LinkedIn, please tell me that you heard me here so that I know to accept your connection request.
Allie, thank you for joining us today on the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great conversation.
My sincere thanks, Allie Cudby, for joining us today. Managing the performance of your company is one of the most important things you do as a leader. This podcast is on YouTube and over 20 podcast directories. Subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcast. In search, type BCF ORG. Be sure to leave a space between BCF and ORG. Feel free to share this podcast with people who you think may benefit. If you'd like to reach out to me for business consulting or with any questions, comments, ideas, or potentially be a guest like Allie, please go to bcforg.com. There's a red Contact Us button in the middle of the homepage. A LinkedIn symbol's on the upper right. Click on that if you'd like to see my profile. All the podcasts are available by clicking on the website podcast page in the reference bar. These podcasts will be released the first and third Tuesday each month. In the next episode, 92, our guest will be David Gass, discussing converting visitors to customers. In business, running a successful, profitable business is the ultimate scorecard. You're never done and can always be better. It tends to be more fun than work, frustrating at times, but can be very rewarding. From BCF ORG Corp, I'm Brian Fisher, wishing you the best. Thanks.